By the way, I think we should mention that when Stu was in here a few minutes ago, we played that clip for him that he had created. He didn't know what it was either. Yeah, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that says more about the contest or him.
Yeah, probably him.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dude that plays Enter Sandman backwards.
Yeah, Stu sent this to me the other day, and I started watching it right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Because you can tell, in the video especially, that this guy has recorded the song in its entirety, singing it, playing it backwards.
Yes.
But then he flipped it around and played it forward.
So as he's going forward, it sounds terrible because he's actually performing it backwards.
Backwards, yes.
But then when they flip it around and play it backwards, it actually sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy timing because it was on this day in rock in 1982 that the California Consumer Protection Agency or some stuff had to sit and listen to experts saying that Stairway to Heaven was an intentional devil song.
Oh, dear Lord.
Out to get out everybody. And it had been recorded backwards and blah, blah, blah on this day today. So
wow.
Seems kind of appropriate to play this guy. It's
all
so
right,
weird.
So this guy is named Rob. And at first, this is him playing forward, but it'll sound backward because he's playing the song backwards.
And it'll sound like crap.
Yes.
There you go.
And like a weird fire was.
So is that...
That's him playing forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Forward.
I think there are a few more of those.
It's a weird talent to have.
Yes. Okay, that's also forwards.
Yes, he's doing that forward. It's not being played backwards right now. It's,
yeah.
Yes.
He's doing it forward, yeah. But he's performing the song backwards.
Yes.
And then I think this is a little guitar solo that he also did backwards.
Well, things people have done in lockdown.
Not really a guitar solo. Maybe the next one is.
Yeah, yeah. Should I just go yeah. to it? Okay. Yeah.
All right, so
yeah, I'm thinking, you know, when we get bored with our 1 second of nonstop rock contest, this could be a good contest.
Rob Scallon can just do songs for us.
Yes.
All right. Now he flips it backwards. So everything that you're watching in the video is moving backwards.
Yes, he's moved. He's done everything backwards, even for the video. He's got like a bunch of popcorn dropping on him, but it'll go up. He's playing with a silly string that'll catch fire if you catch
So now the video is backwards,
but it's all moving forward
and it sounds good.
Yes.
Listen
check
to this
out. This is awesome.
Oh, I think that's the backward part. And now
I was like, that sucks. There you go.
Figure all this out.
Right? Your brain must be wired weird to be
crazy.
Able to do this.
So he's playing all the instruments, played them backwards. The video now that we're listening to is forward.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
No, the White Stripes have done it. But this is the entire song.
This is made three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the entire song with the solo.
Yeah, yeah. Not
guitar
just
solo.
I love those drum hits backwards.
They sound super weird, don't they?
Sounds like a Beatles. But wait till he gets to the lyrics, because he does sing
he
as
sings
well.
He sings it backwards as well.
See our friends, little one. Don't forget my son. Don't include everyone.
That is awesome.
Not let me win or within. Keep me free, don't sing. Show me sanity.
It's like Twin Peaks. We're watching Twin Peaks.
Satan
right
loves you. He's doing all of the singing.
That was really impressive, man. That's really we gotta post this video. We'll tweet it.
Yes,
at Kevin and Slug O.
Kevin and Sluggo.
I can never say it. I'll never
just
be able to
at
say
Kevin
it.
And Sluggo.
Know
you know what it is? It's at
right,
and then my name, and then your name.
Yeah, it's really hard.
That's how it works.
I can't do it
at Kevin and Sluggo.
But another band that did it, White Stripes. Hats off to him, though. That was really
impressive. That's amazing. Yeah.
Scale of us.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And just to clarify what we're about to say, we love Reply All.
Oh, man. Reply
All. Is that
all
what we're saying?
Yes, fully. Please always hit Reply All, never just to the sender, ever. Why would you do that? I just literally got another one like 35 seconds ago. Yeah.
Sluggo's been on a rant. And he's going to take someone out.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. Going down.
So when you're on an email that has 25, 30 other people.
Yeah.
For the most part, you don't need to hit reply all.
Yeah.
For the most part, most people do.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you get something's going on at work and they send out a thing. Hey, this is a really cool thing, isn't it? And everybody has to reply. Why do we all need to see the replies? Or like you were just saying the other day, some family, you know, groups,
yes,
chains get pretty crazy and filled up. And, grandma says, hello. Oh, yep. I'm not sure how to work this. Here's some of the responses I've got. I deleted about 22 of them yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredibly massive is the one that just came in. Another W to the column. Keep going, fellas. I mean, I'm glad that they're happy. It's nice.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If they're saying who can do something,
right,
to everybody,
yeah.
I mean, I can sort of understand that you're going to let them know that you're in.
Yes.
And let everybody else know that you're in. That makes sense.
I guess.
They just sent like a video recap of something, and this is everybody,
yes,
responding with almost all the same responses.
Pretty much. We got a huge win with 3 exclamation points followed by let's go and 5 exclamation,
wow,
points. Yeah. A-Y-E-E-E-E exclamation point. I don't even know what that means. I guess. And
to everyone. These are to everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Followed by send for my iPhone, which is very,
sure,
important,
of course,
to note, of course. Killer job legends. That is what I'm talking about, someone said.
No one needs that one.
And there was one good one. I do like this one.
Okay.
GTFO. So, I mean, you know, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right.
But I mean,
at least it was almost entertaining.
Right. That's even more when it's mundane, though. And you're not even part of it. Like, and everybody's,
look,
had that problem. You're,
listen,
not even part of
this
it.
This is how to handle it. I've solved very few problems in my life. This one I've solved.
Yeah.
Used to get reply all.
Sure.
And used to reply all, but it was a complete joke.
Right.
And then reply all by the company got shut off.
Ah, see, there you go.
Because of me.
Nice.
So here's what you need to,
yeah,
do.
Yeah, what do you do to make that stop?
We all at the other station I worked at got an email that said at 10:15 today,
mm-hmm,
we're checking out our fire alarm. There's no fire. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So I replied all and I said at 10:14, I'm setting a real fire. And that was it.
No more reply all.
And then the guy who wrote the email, Scott,
yeah,
changed that, and you could never reply all, which was heaven.
Well done, sir.
So that's what I'm saying is,
thank
you,
you
need
to send something really,
yes,
inappropriate.
Yes.
I'm okay with it. Okay. All right, let's compose an email.
Dorothy, a.k.a. Dorothy Martin, is who that is. Rest in peace. You know, if you like that song, isn't
I
that?
Love that song.
So solid.
Yeah.
Such a great voice. She's got a new unplugged video out for that, and you can find that on her social media. She is at It's Dorothy, sucka. Spelled like you would think.
That's hilarious. I don't know if you follow NFTs. Do you know what that is?
NFT? We discussed that once, but describe for everybody because it's a funky new concept.
It's a strange thing where you can buy something digitally and own the original of it.
Because that's always been a problem. I mean, if it's digital, it's super easy to copy and,
right, but
distribute
these,
perfect
these
copies.
These can't be copied, and you can trace it back to who owns it. Well, listen, I saw a story that Miles Davis and Bob Dylan,
mm-hmm, what
going,
a combo.
Right? Are going to each be releasing NFTs this year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I thought because it's somewhat complicated, maybe we could get the great Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
To explain to us on the Heineken 00 hotline.
That's
what
amazing.
What an NFT is. Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Right?
Very good.
It's nice to talk to you, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're looking at your story where you're going to sell an NFT, and we were just curious, what exactly is an NFT?
In as much detail as you can give.
Yeah, NFT is a non-interchangeable unit of data, and it's done in a blockchain. It's a digital ledger that can go on and trade it and go associated with the ownership of photos, videos, and audio.
Oh, I see.
I didn't understand most of that. I heard not, and I heard the word blockchain, which you might need to get to in a second. Start at the beginning, just slowly, because we're not that quick.
Well, I got most of it. I'm sorry you didn't.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just listen.
Yeah, just listen.
Just listen. Okay, sorry. NFT
is a non-entertainment unit.
Non-entertainment?
No, interchangeable.
Yes,
no.
Entertainment.
Like, come on, man.
Entertainment.
See?
Interchangeable.
There you go.
Interchangeable.
Okay. All right.
Unit of data done on a blockchain and
Hold on. I heard blockchain and I heard digital ledger.
I didn't even catch that.
Yes. All right. So let's start with blockchain. Can explain blockchain to us.
In a big chain of blocks.
Oh! That doesn't clear it up a lot, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm very dense in this. Blockchain.
Okay, so you get one block.
Right?
Yeah. And then you get another one.
You have another block.
And another one.
Right. Third and fourth, right?
And then a long chain of blocks.
A long chain of blocks.
Black chain.
Okay.
And that's an NFT?
No.
Sorry.
It's not a black chain, but the NFT is a unit of data done on the black chain.
The NFT is unique data that is stored on the blockchain?
You speak Bob so well.
All right.
Damn, dude. I'm not getting any of that.
Fantastic.
You are out of control. Yeah.
What is a mining token? Sorry.
A mining token is a token that goes in the mine.
It's not a token that's used in a mine.
Might be.
He's a token. Welcome to the mine. And then they get all the tokens down in the mine, and then they put them in the blockchain.
They put them in the blockchain. In the mine?
Crazy.
I don't know.
The whole thing's a scam.
Okay, sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal.
Uh-huh.
And one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
What universe is that okay in?
I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m. thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there? Has it been
I don't think
published?
So.
Is there, we have audio?
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a report.
Take
yeah.
A, mm-hmm.
95.5.
Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's bathroom.
Victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Victim.
That
Sheets?
Once you
what is going on?
Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name
terrible.
Of the business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though.
How dare you.
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this. But as I recall,
Stryker videoed me. When it was after Coachella one night. Uh-huh. We'd gone to a, if I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we'd had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can't imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow. Wow.
I think.
That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't remember.
That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the, you know, the IHOP in La Quinta.
Terrible, first
yes,
of all.
Right.
Shame
agreed
on him. But
agreed,
as I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came in to sit down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And then put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and
yes,
wait for people to come in and start
yes,
using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Oh.
An old dude invited me to come to his place for Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing
ever. It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't
nope
care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No, I believe he said
no,
he meets you downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmillegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those
why
recording
you not stop
sessions.
Because
that was my favorite bits ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes.
I can't believe it was 2 years ago. I was sitting in a room with those guys, with Poison, with Def Leppard, and they were announcing on KLOS that the stadium tour was going to happen. That was 2 years ago.
Just before COVID?
Yeah, it was like a week before everything shut down.
And now it's actually happening.
Yeah, finally. Finally.
It is happening at SoFi Stadium August 27th.
Nice.
So that's exciting.
And if you want to get into the show, you can text, what is it? Sluggo to
68683.
Right this second. Good luck.
Sluggo to 68683.
Right on.
Wax museums blow, right? You're with me, right?
Yeah, well,
wax museums are awful.
Boring. I would go with
just
boring.
Just terrible, though.
I mean, there's
like you look at somebody mm-hmm and they say it's whoever, Michael Jackson, and you go,
No,
it's really not.
Yeah.
It really isn't Michael Jackson.
And the few that they do get right are just plain creepy. It's just like,
that does.
It looks like they're dead and they propped them up.
Right. That's right. They stuffed their dead
see
bodies.
The excitement of it.
I don't either.
Maybe it's because it's the closest you're ever going to get to some of the stars.
Now,
or
if you're going to have a couple of drinks and then head over and take some selfies.
Yeah, if you were really wasted, okay, that makes sense.
But you can't take it seriously because it's not that good.
No.
It's pretty cheesy.
I knew someone who really loved it. We used to go to the one in Hollywood occasionally.
The worst.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
The
and
worst.
Then there was one down in Anaheim.
And the sign outside the one in Hollywood says, come play with the stars.
So I guess that's it. That is the thinking.
Oh,
but even
God,
he wasn't very serious about it. He would just kind of like, that sucks. Ooh, that one's pretty good. I'm like, can we go see another one?
Yeah, that really sucks.
Oh, here's another one.
So it's funny that even the wax museum is ditching Vladimir Putin.
Good.
They're tossing him out. The wax work of Vladimir Putin was unceremoniously removed from the Gevin Museum in Paris, France, following his globally condemned order to invade Ukraine.
Now, knowing him, I would think that that upset him more, this, them taking his image out of there, than Russia being the financially declared as junk.
I mean,
now,
he would be more crazy than we think, but if that's certainly
financially,
possible,
though, it's junk. So, like, you know, sell is what they're saying. I bet that's upsetting.
Current event means we don't want him here, and the staff don't want to walk past him every day. I got news for you. They're not walking past him, but I understand what you're saying. They say that Ukrainian President Zelensky might take his place.
Oh, that's great. Do it!
Alongside Joe Biden,
that's
Queen Elizabeth,
idea,
and China's Xi Jinping. So even the horrible wax museum does not want him involved.
That's like if your really lame friend that you sort of know off to the side also agrees that some movie everyone else loves, hates like you do.
Right.
You're like, yeah, see? It's all right. He's really dumb and stupid and I can't stand him, but he knows that movie sucks.
They don't even want to walk past the wax figure of him.
I'd kind of like to walk past one and poof and and spit. And, you know,
well, you couldn't make it look worse.
All right, yeah, I just got back, yeah. I was running down there, too, yeah. But good thing I didn't stop at the bathroom, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a short song.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
True.
There is a wax museum in Paris that is taking down Vladimir Putin's wax statue.
Yay!
Which I understand and I applaud.
Sure.
You look at the wax statue and you go, that's Putin? Because wax museums blow.
You're a big fan. Remember all those times you used to go, you'd send postcards to all of us from the wax museums?
They're awful.
When was the last time you were in one?
I was making fun of one.
Yeah.
The Hollywood one.
Right.
About, I don't know, 8-9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else was saying, oh, no, it's great, it's great. Oh, it's
what's great about
it? It's great. We should go.
Why?
So we went.
Yeah.
And it was awful. And everyone agreed with me.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is bad.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. This is bad. It's awful.
It's just kind of dull.
So I don't want to talk about Putin or that situation at all, but I do want to talk about wax museums and other tourist attractions that you hate.
Okay. Grand Canyon. Who cares?
What?
Yeah, it's so boring. This is like, oh, look, there's a big hole in the ground.
At least it's beautiful.
Eh, I guess.
What do you mean, eh?
Eh. That's beautiful. I don't know. That's okay.
It's beautiful. Isn't it one of the seven wonders of the world?
Probably, because that's a boring bunch of wonders. Who cares?
What the hell?
I mean, it's all right. Oh, you just go stand and look at it and like, oh, that's really neat.
All right. Listen, so tourist attractions that you hate.
There's a lot of them.
You might be the only one.
Yeah, no.
Sluggo.
Or a lot of people might agree with you either way.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. If my family came mm-hmm. and said, I want to go to the wax museum, I would say,
go to hell.
Here are some tickets.
Enjoy.
And let me know how that goes.
If we went to France and we visited Paris and anybody I was with said, let's go up the Eiffel Tower, I'd be like,
Hate the Eiffel Tower, too. That's weird.
I go to the Louvre. I'd go to the art museum, you know, but I don't know.
Sluggo likes, you're going to like Ukraine in about 5 years because he likes, like, bombed out shells.
I love urban exploration. Yes. It's true. Yes. Empty, destroyed buildings, yeah.
But you absolutely hate in Paris.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower.
Who cares?
Wow.
I mean, it's nice. It looks nice. It's just a thing. I mean, it was built for a world fair.
Right.
It's just, who cares?
It's a pretty amazing view. All right, never mind. Tourist attractions that you hate, 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about a wax museum getting rid of Vladimir Putin.
And why do they even have one in the first place?
Who wants
to look at that guy?
But they don't want to look at him now, for sure.
Right.
And so we started talking about, instead of Putin, we're starting to talk about wax museums, which blow.
There's a lot of tourist attractions that I could give a rat's ass about. I don't want to visit the time. I don't want to spend many time at them. And that would be one of them.
So tourist attractions that you hate. You have one?
I work at one, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
How do you work at the Walk of Fame?
Yeah,
you mean like behind the scenes getting stuff together?
Yeah, my office is on Hollywood and Highland. So it's interesting, you know, being there for 10 years, just watching all the tourists come and just seeing the dissatisfaction on their face of, great, all the homeless and the stars that nobody really, you know, they don't really do anything. So.
Do you have to clean the stars?
No, I don't have to clean the stars, thank God, goodness.
Yeah, I know one that keeps getting bombed all the time. You have to be replacing that. In fact, I need to head out there again this weekend. Dude, thanks for calling. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't really ever care about the Walk of Fame.
Same.
You know, I was never a big fan.
KLOS, hello. Tourist attractions that you hate?
Hearst Castle.
The Hearst Castle, really? I've never been there.
It's just a beautiful house.
With a lot of weird back rooms and hidden staircases.
Yeah, but they don't
It's dirty and old and not
That's like me.
But at least you have to take a tram to get up there.
Oh, that seems
so it does take a long time.
Scary and cold.
Yeah, that's not great.
All right, well, we'll burn it down for you.
Thank you. Is that the service we're offering?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Thanks for calling. We have to destroy the Eiffel Tower.
All right. KLOS, hello.
I hate the Hollywood sign.
The Hollywood sign. Why do you hate it?
Because I deliver mail up there.
Oh, well, of course.
And I get to deal with the tourists.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I used to live on Beechwood, and people would block our driveway every day. I'd be trying to get to work, and they're like, we'll just be here a minute. And I'm like, yeah, but you're the 5 millionth person to do it today.
Exactly. And you know, even worse now, everybody knows how to get up.
Yes.
The apps and everything.
Right. Yep.
And I remember, let's say 20 years ago, it was a nice little oasis up
yep.
there.
The right.
were clean. Now you have so much traffic.
Yeah.
Foot traffic as well. And people leave their trash up there.
Do you have horns on your little mail trucks?
Yes, but people don't care. I mean, they...
Honk, honk. I never thought about a post office like those little
things. Give them like a taser that they can shoot out of it, and then they'll just look the other way.
I never thought. Get out of their way. All right, 818-955-KLOS.
Tourist attractions that you're not fond of. We're talking about tourist attractions. Everybody else seems to love, but you not so much. You have one?
I do. Grand Canyon.
No, not you.
The Eiffel Tower. Oh, I see. Yeah. Hello?
The La Brea Tar Pits.
Never been a fan either.
Yeah, I don't care.
Don't care.
Their oil out and then stuck a fake woolly mammoth in it or something. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of weird how many... There was like that movie Volcano, and then there's that new TV series that all of that is supposed to take place at the...
Yeah, it's
are, you, are you being run over by a 747?
Okay, we can't hear you, sir. Sorry.
But thanks for calling. Yeah, I can see the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I think
care.
The show's called La Brea.
Okay, oh, that's right, yeah.
Hello?
That's not very good.
Hello.
Hi there. Tourist attractions that you hate?
This is way out of California, but Ecuador, center of the world.
That's a weird thing to
the
hate.
Whole country?
Ecuador is in the center of the world.
Yeah, right.
We know
they
that.
We got that
this,
part.
We got that. Why do you hate it?
They have this little pyramid type thing. It was neat, but, I mean, they charge you for it, and there's nobody there but scientists back in the day. They said, here it is.
Ta-da! It's a pyramid.
Right in the middle of the world.
Yep.
And you didn't care for it.
But it was bitching.
Did you hate it,
wait,
or was it
bitching?
Was it bitching, or did you hate it?
No, I love it. It's bitching. I hate it. It's stupid. It's bitching. I love it. I hate it. It's stupid. Why am I here in the middle of the world?
Bitching. Hate. Bitching. Hate.
I love that kind of confusion. 818-955-KLOS.
Tourist attractions that you hate or you think is bitching.
So let's see. On the list so far, Eiffel Tower I don't like. You don't like wax museums. I don't really care.
Wax museums suck.
I can't stand the Grand Canyon. I think it's really boring.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, it's just boring. And
well, I mean, it's not supposed to be the most exciting place in the world, but it's beautiful.
Boring. No one cares.
You can whitewater raft. With
yeah,
Colorado
I guess if you
River,
go down in it, right, it might yeah. be a little better. But
you
I've
can
never
take
gone
a donkey
down
and go down in it.
You went down on a donkey?
No, that's not what I said at all.
I believe that's what you just
down
said.
On a, you can ride to the bottom of the Grand Canyon on the back of a donkey. Let's take some calls. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I would have to agree with the Grand Canyon statement.
Yay!
Well, listen, I grew up in Phoenix, and I've been to the Grand Canyon maybe 4 or 5 times.
Me too.
It takes your breath away, doesn't it?
No. How about you?
I lived in Tucson for about 5 years, and I don't know, my brother kind of ruined it for me, stating that's a good place to hide a body.
So you went into it with a negative attitude.
He kind of made it a negative attitude.
Well, you know,
I was standing right next to him when he said it.
He was like, sis, you're going over.
Right.
Yeah, I just show up to everything in the world with a negative attitude.
You
so,
do, that's
yeah,
true.
That's basically true. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Hi, I put you on speaker. This is Henry from West Covina.
No, don't put me on speaker.
We can't talk to the rest of the class.
No, because it sounds terrible.
Right. No, I know. Okay. I know. Yeah, I still hate Ace Ventura, but I also the only thing I hate worse than that is the beach.
The beach. How do you hate the beach?
Wow.
Yeah.
I worship the beach.
I know.
Yes.
Well, okay. I hate our beach, I guess. It's freaking cold. The water's freezing.
Yes.
It's murky.
Right.
Oh, all right.
It's been that way your whole life, though.
But not surf, necessarily. Not beaches in general.
Do you surf?
Well, yeah, right. No, never.
Okay.
That's the whole point. I got certified diving. I guess that was kind of fun when you could see more than 20 feet. But it's just, I don't know. I know women love the beach. They always go, oh, I love the beach. But they don't do anything. They just lay there.
Yeah, that's what I love to do. I love to lay out by the in the sun.
I love the beach.
Me too.
I can.
I've tried that. I've tried to lay out, but after 20 minutes, I'm bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be stimulating in your intellect.
Hey, thanks for calling. You know what I would like to do is just stare out and say, "There's nothing else. That's it. This is where everything ends. Land, all the buildings, all man's streets and crap,
and that gives you peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really chills me out.
Who eats the beach?
That was funky. That was crazy. 818-955-KLOS. Tourist attractions that you hate.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Friday afternoon, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a four-car accident.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was on Sunset, wasn't it?
It was on Sunset, yes. It was on Sunset, and it was about 4:30 in the afternoon, Sunset and Allen Ford Avenue.
Now, every time someone runs into you or whatever, they usually get out of the car, and you're like, oh, I got to deal with this clown.
Right.
But how weird would it be that Arnold is getting out of the car?
Well, let's ask him on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have our former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on the phone. Hi, Arnold.
Kevin and Sluggo, how are you guys today? It's incredible to be speaking with you.
We're good. How are you? Are you fine?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm a little, you know, shaken up. It's a horrible experience anytime, you know, you have a car accident like that. And, I'm just hoping the best for the person in the other car, and I hope she's okay, you know.
Right. It looked like your car rolled over on top of hers.
Yeah, it was, you know, I have a massive car, you know, because I'm so huge. I need a massive car to carry me around.
Sure.
But it all happened so quick. I don't have total recall of what happened in the accident.
See, because you were in a movie called Total Recall.
Yes.
It happened.
I want everyone to know that, you know, the scene of the accident, you know, I stayed there. I didn't, you know, go away from the scene because then I'd be the running man.
Damn it.
But I didn't. I stayed there.
Right. Good. Good.
They did an excellent job. Everyone who showed up, although one of the cops who showed up, he looked so young. I thought maybe he was a kindergarten cop.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, see,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, so because
young. It's very young.
I understand he's young, but...
Don't tell me it don't make sense.
The governor, man.
My
with
bad.
All respect.
My bad.
I was just more concerned about the collateral damage that was happening around the accident.
All right. Okay.
I was Conan the Destroyer of that Prius.
You did destroy the... She was driving a Prius,
yeah.
And he was driving pretty much a tank.
Yeah.
So. It was a girly car for a girly woman.
So you taught her a lesson, right?
That's good. I didn't, you know, no, I hope that everything she's fine because, you know, when I'm on the road, you know, I'm not a predator.
Okay, all right.
I get in court, I'll get judgment day. I could go all day.
Do it. Go please, all day.
Please do.
I'm the last action hero on the road.
They
should have had an escape plan.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song.
I was,
here in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So.
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs. Because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs?
Yes,
why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Who
One
would that be?
Is our friend Maren Dungey,
right?
Who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah, she's come around to the dark side.
And then... Today, on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 7 years?
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But yes. Mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine, and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
I don't like where this is going.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What? Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7
what?
Years,
yeah.
What happened?
I went to the website and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers. The first taste is free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens, is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them.
No!
Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, okay. Kevin. You were right this whole time.
Yes.
And you know what? Here's the thing, Kevin. You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's what I've been saying the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you had said that.
Oh, my God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though?
No, don't bring the socks in.
Here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because we know...
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
You going to start wearing socks someday with him?
I accept it.
God, winter time, I'm going to be like, you know what? Socks.
I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like... Because you're yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... I don't know what to do, guys.
That's the right call on his part. I mean...
Come on down. I guess I can have two people in Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years, six or seven years.
Oh. I'm glad I could do that for you.
Say it again. Crocs, if
you're listening, you're a delight on my feet, and I apologize, and send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check you out.
Free Crocs,
you got to work the system. Yeah.
You're way smarter than I am. Shit.
Wait, so where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred? Young Allie.
You can listen to us on, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It's nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah,
because
it was good.
Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad, and then abroad, right?
That is a great idea.
Beautiful. Yeah. You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
Yeah, that's true.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Allie.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
When was the last time? Let me ask a different way.
Okay.
When you're watching a movie, if you don't like it, what's your move?
Oh, well, back in the day when I was by myself, I went to movies 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, really?
For years. Wow. Yeah, back in the 80s.
I try to go
early 90s.
Every weekend to one. I try to.
Right.
Once a weekend, and that seems like a lot.
Wow, yeah, and I was obsessed.
Wow.
If I didn't like it, I'd walk out. I walked out on at least a quarter of the movies I went to
see. Did you really? 25%?
Yeah.
You were bad at picking movies.
Yeah. Well, so I saw everything, because I'm like, oh, this sucks. But now I don't do that. I stay through the movie because my wife's one of those that can't leave
it
off. Like if you start something, she's got to get to the end, even if it blows.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm like, I would rather go waste my time on the internet than watch this piece of crap.
I'll go watch Hippo's Poo Tornado. Do you think I won't watch that?
But you walk out on movie. That is the best little video ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You walk out on movies quite a bit though yourself. Yeah.
I have lately.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You didn't used to.
So I went with my girlfriend, and we were watching Licorice Pizza, and we were very much looking forward to it because it's Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, it's huge buzz on that. And that, you know, classic record store here in Los Angeles. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen any of the new big movies, the Sparks Brothers documentary.
You're so lucky. Oh, Sparks Brothers, I loved.
See, I haven't gotten around to it yet, but you're saying you don't like Licorice Pizza?
I was sitting there, and you know how you you start to take stock of yourself? You start to like look around and go, is everyone else enjoying this? Because what am I missing?
Right.
Am I the only one that feels like I feel?
Okay, sure.
And then she leaned over to me and said, I'd be happy to leave.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, and I was like, oh, that's such good news.
That's the best news.
But then I said,
should give it a little more time.
I mean, we were there almost an hour.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
So I sort of wanted to see
how it wrapped up.
Because it had 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's huge.
91%.
It's a major movie right now. It's a big buzz.
Has Bradley Cooper, Sean Penn, Tom
Waits
in it.
What did you like about it? What didn't she like about it?
I don't understand what the story was. There was no story. It was a 25-year-old girl who sort of fell in love with a 15-year-old boy.
Oh.
Okay. Right.
I thought it was about the record store.
That was my reaction.
Okay.
No, she's working for a picture company to take pictures of high schoolers for the yearbooks or whatever.
Okay.
And he meets her and says that he's going to woo her and
did
blah, blah, blah.
Did a 15-year-old boy write this?
Because I don't know.
It doesn't usually go that way.
It doesn't go that way, and it also was a little troubling.
Sure.
I couldn't get past the fact that she was 25 and he was 15.
Right.
Why don't you go ahead and make it 18 and whatever you want it to be? Just legal, close to legal. Make it 17.
Well, I was Nearly Famous. He was pretty young, and that was actually fairly based on a true story. So, I mean, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in that. I mean, you know, there is. I mean, if you're talking about Licorice Pizza and life in Los Angeles in the early 70s,
it
makes a little bit of sense, except that you would think she'd have better taste to be able to find someone more entertaining.
Also, not hot, if that matters. It shouldn't, actually.
Who? Her?
Him.
Him.
At all. Like, not attractive in any way.
Well, that's probably a good
thing.
So if
you're a 25-year-old...
Right.
And you're going after a 15-year-old...
He's a really good personality.
I don't understand. So here are some...
He had a really cool bicycle.
Here are some of the people's reviews, and then I want to ask you what movie you couldn't get to
last. Oh, okay. Last
so whether
time you
on
walked
TV
out.
Or whatever...
Right.
If you start a movie...
You bail.
Some people have to stick through to the end.
Right.
I'm not one of those people.
Right.
Great acting and directing and all that, but why? Which was my question.
Oh, is that what someone said?
Yeah, people's reviews.
Well, did you like Dazed and Confused or American Graffiti, those kind of movies where they just randomly, okay, so it doesn't have anything like that. It doesn't have...
Not to me.
I mean, there wasn't anything. Fast Times, there's really nothing going on.
No, I love Fast Times.
Right. Okay.
Not to me.
So
I don't know.
That.
It was just...
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was just he wanted to meet up with her, and then they met up, and then he dropped out of school and started selling water beds.
Hey, those of us who dropped out of
school.
I mean,
it was not... I just kept asking, why does this exist?
Right.
I mean, it's a pretty accurate picture of Los Angeles 1971,
oh, that's cool.
I guess.
Well, that's cool. Maybe I have to go look at that. Okay, what
Minnie,
else? Other reviews, yeah.
Minnie on the review on Rotten Tomatoes says, if I could give it no stars, I would. What a mess. And then there are five stars in a row.
And what do they like about it?
I love this movie. There was great character development, which is hard to come. I don't know. No, he was a 15-year-old boy and she was 25. How can you get past that? What kind of person could just go, all right, that's fine. He's 15, she's 25.
In the 1800s when it was more normal, you died at 30.
Refreshing and beautiful, someone said.
Refreshing and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have never seen Harold and Maude, have you?
No, that's not. Of course not. There was no real plot. The movie was too long, and top actors only had 3-minute cameos. That's true.
Oh, really?
That's very true.
Oh, so they got a bunch of...
Yes. Mm. So Sean Penn was in it, but only very short time, amount of
right.
time.
And he's like, what is going on in this movie? I'm out of here.
I don't understand it at all. All right. So you had to quit watching a movie. What was the last one?
Gave up on a movie.
Even if it was on television, but in a theater, even better.
Oh, there's one. I'm going to have to ask. There was one we did give up on. We both were like, this movie sucks. It was a sci-fi one. Yeah. She was like, this is horrible.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember. It was a big sci-fi movie not too long ago. I'll find out what it is.
All right. So you started a movie and couldn't finish it. Yeah. What was the last one?
Yeah.
818-955. KLOS.
The River Is Rising. That is Slash. Love that stuff. Slash,
that's
actually
damn good.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, that's
just
really
straight
good.
Up rock and roll. He's going to be talking to Marcy tomorrow. He gets to hang out with Marcy, which is very cool. I think that's going to be around about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Slash here on KLOS with Marcy.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about the last movie that you couldn't finish because I walked out of a movie. Yes,
and I know what it is. The one that my wife actually said no, we're not watching.
Oh,
this.
Good.
It was The Tomorrow War. It was on Amazon with Chris
that
Pratt.
Looked good.
It did,
and I didn't get around to trying it.
It sucked, and I really like Chris Pratt. I mean,
yeah.
And I love sci-fi. I like all of that stuff. It had everything going for it, but there was just something really
still missing.
Yeah, so we stopped. Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, the last movie you couldn't finish.
Probably 25 years ago, I took my family to a theater, and we watched a movie. Halfway through the show were people walking out.
How many were in your party with your family?
Oh, 3 kids and my wife. And
you got, and all of you left?
No, we stayed.
Oh.
But it was just so many people walked out. And when I tell you the movie,
all right, what is it?
You might understand. Mars Attacks.
Yep. Fully understand.
No, I totally like that movie. That's a good movie.
I did too, but I fully understand that people didn't enjoy it.
No, totally.
I can see that.
Yeah. Now, what did you think about Avatar? Because I was wondering if you were going to say Avatar because I hated that movie. Everybody loves that movie. I was so bored.
Yeah, that was the last movie I ever went to see at a theater.
Mars Attacks?
Yes.
Wow.
You need to update your movie going experience.
Thanks for calling. What did you think about Avatar?
I liked it.
Did you?
But I can see.
I thought
the special effects were spectacular.
Yeah, the 3D was interesting to look at. But
so that's kind of overriding the fact that I didn't like anything else in it.
Right.
KLOS, hello. The last movie that you could not finish.
Macbeth. It was horrid.
That guy can't write a screenplay, you know?
Which one?
He really can't.
Macbeth.
No.
Oh.
That's a Shakespeare joke, Sluggo.
Who? Who is this Shakespeare? Is he new? Does he do rock and roll movies?
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, last movie you couldn't finish?
Yeah, it was I Love You, Man with Paul Rudd.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those can get a little like...
I don't think I saw that one.
I didn't really care for Pineapple Express either, and I love all those guys and all that, you know, those...
I like Pineapple Express.
Yeah, I just didn't care. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oops. Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
KLOS,
bye.
Hello.
We gave up on him.
We walked out on that phone call.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. The last movie you couldn't finish?
The Last Duel with Matt Damon and Adam Driver.
Interesting.
You know, guys.
I looked at that, and I thought, that looks like it might be good, but it also looks like it might be awful.
And apparently it was awful.
Let me tell you. Every person, I guess it has 3 chapters, and something happens, and everybody has their point of view of what happened. So you see the same
story 3 ways.
I believe.
Yeah.
After the second, the chapter 2, I saw that they were redoing it, but on somebody else's point of view. I said, no, I can't do this.
I'm out. Thank you for calling.
Right on,
I appreciate it.
818-955 KLOS, the last movie. You just couldn't get all the way through. Turns out Kevin doesn't like Licorice Pizza, the film, not the record store.
Didn't like the film by Paul Thomas Anderson, who I usually love.
Right.
And it had a bunch of actors in it that I usually love. And it was just dull and boring. And I walked out halfway through.
So you realize it's going to be movie of the year then, picture of the year. Because last time that happened was, what was that movie?
Last year was Nomadland.
Right.
And I hated it with the heat of 1,000 Suns. And it won Best Picture at the Oscars. So am I guaranteeing Licorice Pizza will win the Oscar?
And the winner is...
Licorice Pizza.
So the topic is the last time you couldn't finish watching a movie.
Hey, the last movie I walked out on was, I'm afraid,
there's something about Mary.
Hmm, how come?
Was it the zipper scene?
No, it wasn't. What? No, it wasn't the zipper scene.
It was the
old woman's boobs.
Or her hair tonic? Or hair...
nice try. It was just insultingly stupid. I'm sorry.
It was stupid.
But did you like The Hangover? People, I think that's kind of a similar sort of.
I think
level.
The Hangover is much higher, much better.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, that had a little plot.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really care for this. I know there's something about Mary. Remember when that came out? It was massive. It was so popular, and I went to see it, of course, and I'm like, yeah, but I didn't hate it that much. They walked out on it. Do you do that very often? Walk out on movies?
No, I don't. And what made it insulting, someone recommended it highly to me. They said, oh, if you like this, you'll really like
it. Oh,
this.
No.
What did they compare it to? Do you remember?
The Monty Python.
Oh, drop dead.
Are you kidding me?
Close.
If you like Monty Python, you'll like that movie?
Wow.
I that's the last time I ever saw a movie on her record.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Wow. She's someone who does not get Monty Python.
She's sabotaging you.
She was out to hurt you. Dude, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
All right, so I'm one of those guys continuously have to watch the entire movie.
Oh, really?
Start to finish, no matter what.
Why is that? What is it about it that you just have to go through to the end, even if it sucks?
It keeps my curiosity, I guess. I just want to hope that it gets better. Maybe
But how often?
Movies or something.
All right, let me ask you a question. How often would you guess you turn on a movie, you think it's going to be bad, and then it pleasantly surprises you?
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Maybe about 10% of the time.
Yeah, that's a pretty low rate.
Well, I mean, you know, for the writers and the actors and all the folks behind the film, they would like to thank you for sitting through their crap.
Yes, they would, of course.
Yeah, and giving it a chance.
Exactly. It's like people who sit there and watch all the credits.
Right, yeah.
Like, what the hell's the point?
Yeah, unless your name or a friend's name is in it, what are you doing? Who cares?
Well, see, here's the thing. Out of the entire time of my life, I've only walked out of one movie.
Oh, wow. And that was?
Freddy Got Fingered.
How's that the one that fails your test?
Well, that's pretty bad.
It is bad, but so is a lot of other movies.
Well, it took the first 45 seconds when he's the horse when I was like, okay, I don't want to do this.
See it, I'm all the way in.
As soon as that horse got I was out the door. Right.
We got the Blu-ray, man. I got the director's cut of that scene. Dude, thanks for coming.
I can handle Clerks 3 or Clerks 2 auto-erotic. You know, I'm right with that. But right.
Sure.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
You have to draw the line someplace. 818-955-KLOS. What movie could you not get through all the way? We're talking about the last movie that you couldn't finish.
Black Hawk Down.
Really?
I happened to go see when I was maybe like 5 months pregnant, and the motion sickness was just too much for me. I couldn't take it. I had to leave.
Handheld cameras, and that was rough to get through from that.
It was such a good movie. It's such a good movie, but I could not stand it.
You're feeling a little nauseous. That's not what you want to see on a big screen. That's
yep, true. Yep. No. That makes
sense.
My
husband was like, let's go watch this and be good. I'm like, you know what? Okay, let's go. Let's go see it, but no, that was like
what was that? Melancholia, where they didn't move the camera the entire time, basically.
I don't know, but it was just so awful. I couldn't take it. And he was like, okay, I'm sorry.
I hear you.
But yeah, that talked down.
Thanks for calling.
Is this the party to whom I am speaking?
What's the amount of work that you put into getting that soundbite?
To get Lily Tomlin on the air?
And it was not worth it.
Anything to get Lily Tomlin on the air, though.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I walked out of Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, boy, I don't know, man. Theater. I think people are going to freak out about that because they sure love that film. I haven't seen it.
A lot of people got mixed results, but
true.
When you talk about it, it's either love, 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 or
right,
hey, hey, hey. There's
right.
not much in
which
the
means it's going to be a huge movie.
Oh, it's gonna,
passionate,
it's
which means it's
stupid
yeah.
movie of the year. It's going to drive me crazy. KLOS, hello. A movie you couldn't finish?
Well, I've never watched a Star Wars movie from start to finish. Any of them.
I refuse to listen to that kind of filth. That's disgusting. Obscene. How dare that man?
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi there. Last movie you couldn't finish?
I'm a really forgiving person.
Same.
I bought my ticket. Mm-hmm. I'll sit through the darn thing and the credits because
hey,
somebody put their heart and soul into this. Nice.
That is true. People work as hard as they can, as hard as the people who make good movies.
Right.
They work that hard on
maybe
bad
even
movies.
Harder sometimes.
Yeah. You know,
but that being said,
Idiocracy.
Hey, that's a good one, too.
Freaking break.
That was awesome.
It sucks.
No way. It was great. It was very predictive of the future, which is right now.
Which sucks.
Yeah. I thought they nailed it, as usually always does. Office Space, he's always ahead of his time.
And that's the problem.
Oh, okay. Right. You don't want to see reality. I see. I gotcha. I understand that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I want escapism right. that gives me a positive right. future.
Yeah, but look, you know, it's what plants crave. Give them some Gatorade. All will be well.
I don't know what you're saying. Thank you for calling. I'm with you.
You didn't watch the movie, Idiocracy? How dare you, sir?
Hello.
Hey.
Taking calls about the last movie you couldn't finish.
I just started watching. I just couldn't finish Unhinged.
I don't know.
Russell Crowe.
Oh, really?
And
wow,
this guy is a road rage.
Well, it's kind of like the last one. We're saying it's too, you know, reality.
Too
don't
real.
Want. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's the point? Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Batman versus Superman.
Superbad.
No, she said Batman versus Superman.
Oh, Superbad.
What the hell are you saying?
I can't believe you like Superbad.
What are you saying, Grandpa?
Yeah, I don't like a lot of those kind of little superhero everybody gets together.
I like all of them.
Do you really?
Yeah. That one I didn't love, but I wouldn't have walked out.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will walk out on it with you. Kevin will stay in the theater. You and I will walk out.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A man in Thailand is feeling some pain. He was supposed to be cooking dinner for his wife who was at work.
Okay.
Instead of cooking dinner for his wife at work, he went out to drink with his buddies.
Right on! Woo!
She didn't share your sentiment.
Aw.
And
what's her problem?
Harpooned his penis. Harpoon!
Wow.
Have you seen a harpoon?
They're a little long, they're a little sharp, they're a little scary.
Yes.
I don't want one there.
No.
Wow.
How do you...
It's a whale size.
How do you aim
instrument.
So,
right.
so well?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a lot to aim at. I don't know.
According to the Daily Star...
Or do I know? Maybe I do know.
She shot him with a harpoon.
Wow.
After waiting for him to come home. So he shows up drunk. And by the way, I never want to be this drunk. He shows up drunk.
Uh-huh.
She harpoons his penis.
Because she's waiting for dinner. She gets home, bringing home the bacon.
Right.
He's supposed to have dinner on the table.
Right.
And he's out drinking with his buddies.
He got harpooned in the penis.
Wow.
Then she went and she grabbed the harpoon.
Oh, no.
And she twisted it.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that a phrase? Somehow sticking in the knife and turning it, twisting it, whatever?
Yes.
But this is a harpoon.
I think it's stabbing the back.
Yeah, something.
And turn it, twist
it. But at least it's the...
It's a harpoon in the penis.
Yeah.
And she twisted it. Like, that wasn't enough.
She get rid of that thing.
That was not
taking
enough.
Him down.
He was allegedly so drunk...
Yeah.
...that he didn't go to the hospital till the next day.
That's fine, dear. You know what? I don't blame you. You're the best.
I have a harpoon in my penis.
Yeah, great. I'll go tomorrow.
He went to the hospital. He needed 17 stitches.
Damn.
He didn't go to the hospital till the next day because he was that drunk.
Wow. I'll sleep it off.
I'll sleep it off.
Hey, can you whip up some food? I didn't get around to it.
I'm hungry.
Hold on a second. I got to put my hookah pipe away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm about to tell you how you shower and what it means about you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What if you don't shower?
Lifestyle expert, Anu Mukherjee.
Oh, yeah. I love that dude.
She revealed that the body part you wash first says a lot about your personality.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to think about it. Yeah, okay, I know.
I know what I...
Me too.
What body part I wash first. So I'm going to start with the face.
That's what you start with?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you
gotcha.
What it means.
Gotcha.
If you're a person who washes your face first in the shower, this is what it means.
Okay.
And I don't know how she knows this, and I don't know if it's
she knows, okay. You know? Like, I followed him, her, whatever.
People who wash their faces first in the shower love money.
Okay, interesting.
I don't... Know right. how that translates.
So if you wash your face first, does that ring true with you? What
right.
we just said.
These people can often struggle to get along with others as their point of view on the subject is hard to understand. I don't understand that at all.
I know a couple people that really love money. I got to ask them now clandestinely whether or not.
Okay.
Well, but love money. Like, you're going to go after it. Like, that's your goal.
If you wash your shoulders first.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to wash first.
Right. Those who scrub their shoulders right away tend to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's reaching.
That's what I think.
But okay.
Describing their devotion, she said that these people don't stop what they're doing until they're completely drained. Shoulder washers are believed to be both loyal and reliable.
Well, maybe they've done a little research. Let's grant that.
Armpits.
Yeah.
If you wash your armpit first. Uh-huh. The lifestyle expert said doing this means you are a very reliable and attentive person.
Huh. Really?
How do they get that? She claimed, however, that you might come off a bit naive and lack confidence.
Huh. Interesting.
Chest. By the way, what do you?
No. Let's see where we get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chest.
Okay.
Honest and loyal people tend to wash their chest first in the shower.
You and I don't wash our chest first, do we, buddy?
Unfortunately, she said these people are usually pretty stressed out, and all they want to do is do well.
Okay. They're like, oh, I gotta wash my heart. Mm-hmm. Can't take it anymore. Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Hair,
okay.
If you wash your hair before any other part of your body, she says you're the most likely of a hopeless romantic.
Dude, I forgot to wash my hair the other day. I put water and did the water thing, mm-hmm. and I realized, I didn't put any shampoo in it.
You are often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well.
And any other body part. If you have no specific order.
Oh, wait, any other body part?
They didn't list your...
Yeah.
Wiener.
What?
Is that where you...
No.
Is that where you
I'm going for the flip side. I mean, that's why we're there, really, trying to get clean. It's almost impossible, but that region needs to be taken care of. That orifice should be dealt with first.
Why wouldn't they list
that?
Well,
yeah, that's... I want to know what they say.
Why wouldn't they list... Is that what you go for first?
You loathe yourself. You find yourself that's disgusting, and you're trying to...
That's what you shower first?
Yes.
Really?
So I'm guessing your armpits is what...
No, I'm hair.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to it. You're romantic
and you're often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist. So I think that's spot on.
I love your art. Your artwork has inspired me.
Why don't they list B-hole?
Yeah, why don't they list B-hole?
I'm going to have to do some more research. Yes. I'll get back to you on that one. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last week, we were talking about puppy girl Jenna.
Yeah, was it last week? Yeah.
She acts like a dog.
Yep.
And begs for food.
Yep.
And her master or owner, she called, puts it in quotes, tells her to sit and roll over.
Good girl.
And then says, good girl. And last week, we took calls on your kinks.
Yes, as a result.
As a result of puppy girl Jenna.
We thought we should talk to puppy girl Jenna, though.
Is this puppy girl Jenna?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
I wanted to hear how you were going to finish that explanation, but I figured I would save you that. Do you want us to refer to you as puppy girl Jenna?
That works, yeah. Whatever comes more naturally to you guys.
I mean, really, Jenna.
No, I like puppy girl, Jenna. Okay. I'm going to have to go that way.
Jenna, how did you get started this whole acting like a dog thing?
Deal, my bopper.
So, it actually started when I was pretty little. I just had an interest of acting like a dog, and I didn't know what that meant. You know, it was nothing, you know.
Naughty as a young... Yeah, I know, absolutely. Yeah. I used to go around on the floor.
You did?
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I, you know, my parents would throw a ball for me and the dog, and I would just get on, you know, all fours, and I would just go, and it was like a game where I would try to get the ball before the dog did, and I begged my parents to walk me out on a leash, and it happened once or twice.
Wow, I guess that's where we diverged, because they wouldn't have taken me out on a leash.
But here's my question about that. It seems like it's an adult fetish, and that, you know, we assume that you got into it as an adult because there are people who would pay money for that.
Yeah, so actually when I started to kind of find my kink self, I went to a...
kennel?
hello? Oh, yeah. I went to a bondage convention. It was all rope. And I met a puppy there. And I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that this existed.
A human puppy, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And yeah, we talked, and I was like, I think I'm actually really interested in this. And they were, you know, we were just kind of talking about our experiences, and they were like, yeah, it sounds like you would definitely benefit from you know, talking to some people that I know. So
did you sniff their butt?
No?
No, not at the time. We're not that close.
All right, listen, I don't know. That's what dogs do first thing.
That's true.
They sniff butts.
Agree. Yeah. How fun.
Okay, so that person told you that you should do it, and then you got the idea to continue it?
Yeah, so I, a friend of mine, we kind of did obedience training, and we went through a whole bunch of stuff that puppies usually do, and I fell in love with it. And for me, it's not, you know, for any kink or any fetish, there are, it's not, you know, a two-dimensional thing. Where it's either, you know, you're into it or you're not on one level, like a sex level.
Right.
For me, it's more of a love thing. So I like the way that I kind of grasp love is through, you know, that love that you would feed, you know, give your dog, you know, that loyalty and that.
So treats.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me all the treats.
What was your expected response when you started doing this as an adult?
So when I posted online, I did it a little bit when nobody knew who I was, just to kind of test the waters.
Mm-hmm.
You must have gotten some pretty crazy responses right out the gate, I would think. Like, overwhelming to you, I would guess.
Oh yeah, when we posted the first video that kind of to TikTok, I first of all wasn't expecting that at all.
Right.
But when the responses came in, I mean, they were pretty much what I expected them to be. A lot of people trolling it, which I get it. It's weird, right? It's weird, and I expected people to not get it. But something that I didn't expect was people. You know, as I kind of continued with this, is that people would come up to me or DM me or send me messages saying, I didn't know that I was into this until I found this.
Hmm.
Like, wow, thank you. And then other things from, you know, men and women saying, I've been into this secretly for a really long time. And seeing this online has kind of given me the confidence to be able to explore this a little bit more than I was ever willing to do. And maybe even bring it up to their partners. And now my partner is really into it. And this is a thing for us now. And thank you. And that was the thing that I was not expecting at all. And that's the thing that kind of keeps me going.
Yeah, I know, you know, like when we used to do Loveline way back in the day, this kind of thing would come out. And only now with TikTok and these kind of, you know, experiences are more readily available in the world.
Yeah, more shared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you see more people that are on the same page as you are. Than ever before, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's great for fetish and kink altogether, is that it's being destigmatized, and these people who, you know, for the longest time were, it just held it in and was,
right,
you know, express it and couldn't do anything about it because, you know, if their work found out, they would get fired.
Right.
If their family found out, they would be ostracized or kicked out of the family. You know, it's a huge problem, and it still is a problem today, but I think we're finally getting to a point where we can talk about it, and
right.
Everyone is, you know.
Well, I got to say, I know that Kevin is very happy that you chose the dog route as opposed to the cat route, because he doesn't like cats. Can
cats
you believe
suck.
That? Hey!
Cats because suck. Cats suck.
Hey!
A dog is a much better. What's your favorite dog food?
I don't think I have they pretty much, they taste all the same. I would say the dry I like a lot more than the wet, because the wet just has a very particular smell to it. And so whenever I do videos, you know, funny videos about me eating like canned dog food, that's always kind of a, it's a hard thing to get down sometimes.
Because you're faking it with the wet dog food, but the dry dog food.
Mmm, delish.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste much. It tastes just like a, I don't know, like a dry biscuit.
One part of the headline, and this is my last question, one part of the headline caught our attention, which was that you make $10,000 a month.
Yeah, is that accurate?
I would say that that's a very safe estimate.
Safe meaning possibly low?
Yeah, definitely. I would say...
What's your best month?
I
I can't say off the top of my head, but after my page was open for a year, after, you know, we released our first video a year from then, my business made over $1 million.
So whoa!
It's been a pretty good,
pretty good, yeah.
You're blowing Benji out of the water, I gotta tell you. To hell with Lassie, you got this down.
You've made over $1 million in a year.
Yeah. I haven't made $1 million in my life.
That's crazy.
Well done, you.
I feel very fortunate and very blessed to be able to, you know, do something that I love full time and not have to worry about going into work and doing things that aren't super stellar. So, and it's been able to provide me and any future, you know, plans with capital and just the ease of mind.
Right. Are there any openings there? Because I don't get paid that much.
You don't want to see Kevin on his hands and knees.
Hey, but someone would. That's the beautiful thing.
Jenna, thank you very much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for reaching
out. Hey, where can everybody find you, by the way, just real quick?
PuppyGirlJenna.com is my most reliable platform. That's my website where you can see all of my content. And then Twitter is a really good constant one as well. I have my TikToks and my Instagrams will go down a lot. So Puppy Girl Jenna on Twitter as well.
All right. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Puppy.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, bye.
Okay, down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. May on KLOS is all about winning cash and trips to the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Hell to the yeah, it is.
Your shot to win at least $500 happens each morning at 8 with Heidi and Frank, and again with us at 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And Marcy has trips to the Sahara, Las Vegas every week this month.
Marcy!
So keep listening for your chance to win that. We have our little $500 game.
Yeah, man.
Every time somebody misses, it rolls over.
They have been doing. This one is a tough one.
This one is $6,000.
We do keep hearing from people online saying, I've known since the beginning, and I believe they're right.
I just can't get through.
Yeah, you have to be caller 13.
So we're going
to
do that in about 5-6 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
It must suck to work at Starbucks. We're going to have to do this topic another day.
Yes.
But there was a Starbucks employee who tweeted on today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job. And then that picture.
Oh, my God. This is a mobile order, first of all, from Edward. Edward, come on, man. He needed a Venti Caramel Crunch Frapp. First, Frappuccino. First of all, that's dangerous because the caramel itself in cold, you can choke on that stuff. But he also wants little bits of crunches in it and 5 extra banana bits, extra caramel drizzle, extra whipped cream, extra ice. Extra cinnamon dollop on top. 7 pumps additional dark caramel sauce. Extra caramel crunch. 1 pump of honey blend. Not 1 pump more, by the way, or Edward will be pissed.
Right.
Extra salted BM butter. I don't even know what the hell that one is. I don't even know what.
I know what a BM is.
I put a BM in this drink for Edward. 5 pumps Frappuccino roasted coffee as well in this one Venti drink. 7 additional Frappuccino chips, heavy cream, and last but not least, and this pisses me off the most, I think, double blended. Not just once. Put it back in there. Take another few minutes with my damn drink.
That's one drink.
Yes!
This is one of my pet peeves. I do know that Starbucks is a little more specialized.
Sure, but this
is that's ridiculous.
Yes.
But when you walk through, when you go through like a McDonald's,
right.
You don't order a lot of specialty items.
No.
Just go through, pay, take whatever food they give you, put it in your pie hole, and move on and get out of the way.
You got Kevin behind you is needing his drink and his food.
It's a fast food restaurant. Yeah, you can't order
fast.
And then the Starbucks. Yes, I mean, for God's sakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 things added to the drink that you were.
Man, oh
14
man.
Extra directions.
I do not at all blame Josie for wanting to quit her job with that guy.
No.
We'll have to do that another day. We don't have time today, but we'll have to do another day that you work at Starbucks and it blows.
And why you quit.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with $6,000!
$6,000! Heidi and Frank going to do that again tomorrow morning. Should I stay or should I go? It's another round of brand new artistes. They bring them in and they play the music for people and then they let them throw rotten tomatoes and rocks if they don't like the
music.
Which
is enjoyable.
Yeah. It's very nice when they find one that everybody likes. That's nice and good, but
do you know the name Michael Protzman?
No, I do not.
He is the leader of QAnon.
Oh, I should then.
In Dallas.
Big fan.
He's notorious for predicting that John F. Kennedy is going to return.
Is that where that
That's
came
the guy,
from?
Yes.
Oh, and they're expecting him on the 2024 ticket.
He and about 20 of his followers have been in Dallas for months waiting for JFK to come back.
Oh, it's like the Great Pumpkin. You just got to really be sincere.
And then President Trump, Donald Trump, in his first major rally of 2022, did it in Arizona. And Michael flew to Arizona and said that it was JFK dressed up as Trump.
Whoa.
That it was actually JFK.
So people are just screwing with people at this point.
And that
they're just
sounds
coming
confusing.
Up with weird. A little bit confusing.
Yes.
I'm a little bit confused.
So on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Michael Pratsman.
Oh, Michael!
The leader of QAnon.
I'm
in Dallas.
Good morning. Are you Jews?
I don't think so. No, we're not juiced right now.
I'm talking to a big urban city. I just assumed maybe people from the tribe, and I don't care those people. I'm just making sure.
Okay.
No, you're not here.
All right. I mean, irrelevant. But let's talk about John.
That's a secure line. You went.
Yeah, it's a
100%.
Secure line.
Yeah.
All right, because government's always tapping my phone.
Sure. And, that's a shame.
Making sure that they're keeping tabs on me because I'm exposing the truth. You know, red pill maca.
All right, now is the truth that John F. Kennedy returned and showed up as Donald Trump?
You're goddamn right. He showed up there in Arizona, beautiful state Arizona.
Where might Trump have been while this occurred? He must have been surprised to see himself on television.
He was a porn star.
He was what?
He was with porn stars.
He was with porn stars.
Some type of, fitness and behavior or trance.
Sure. I don't know what you just said.
I don't know. I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah, dirty women. They're ripping in the chair.
Need a dirty woman.
So who we see now on the TV occasionally as Trump is
John Michelle Kennedy. John Michelle Kennedy.
What?
Everybody says that he was killed in 1963, but actually the man you're seeing right now, you think it's Trump. That's JFK.
So it's always JFK now when we see who we think of as Trump. It is John F. Kennedy.
January 6th of this year, on the year anniversary of what was supposed to be the insurrection, right? That's when Donald Trump actually switched over and became John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
So I'm sorry, but is poor JFK going to have to go to court if Trump ends up being, you know, like the New York AG is after him, and now just today Georgia or was it? I think
I would hate to see John F. Kennedy go to jail.
Right. Is that what
I don't think that's not what's going to happen. If something were to happen to the person that you perceive to be Donald Trump, we're going to use Ricardo Montalban.
What? I think he's dead.
You mean caught?
You also thought JFK was dead, didn't you?
Oh, that's true.
Boom goes dynamite right in your face.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah, he was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No. This
is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
What was
he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass alligator. A big-ass alligator.
Right.
Emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there, all these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rock and roll. Yeah.
Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from first-hand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida a couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chick, drumstick.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the Bayou, man, you got to understand, like, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so it's not my first encounter. I remember one time, me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made a an alligator airtight. And
That did not happen.
Survived. Yeah, it just survived. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants, you know.
Like you do when you go fishing. Sure. Yeah. And your Tommy Lee. Yeah. Yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know. And I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
Well, that's nice.
Anaconda, and I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I gotta swallow a lot. Again, what the fuck? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. Got a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here, you know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
However, if you win cash from this guy, KLOS's Cashosaurus Rex, you really better not tell your coworkers or you're going to end up having to buy coffee all week. Boo! Slash is the word. Like the dude, slash is the word you need to text to Cashosaurus Rex right now. Slash to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. I'm going to call you if you win and tell you you won today. And you'll be like, woohoo! Standard data messaging rates apply and you have more shots to win every hour. At about 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Well, it happened late Wednesday night, and I sincerely hope you didn't witness it. It was shocking. This guy ate the KLOS cash cow. Cashosaurus Rex has returned, and man, is he angry. Eating cows and handing out cash. Got another chance for you to win right this second if you text the word waves, you know, like the stuff out in the ocean, waves, W-A-V-E-S, to 68683. Waves to 68683. It's your shot at $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win in about 20 minutes after the hour, every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid that Cashosaurus Rex is back. At least he's not hungry. He's more in the mood to give you money. Especially if you text the word spring right now, like the season, you know. Or spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, to the 68683 number, 68683, spring, for your shot to win $2,000. A chance for you to win $2,000 from this guy, Cashosaurus Rex. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. I'll tell you who is dead for sure. The KLOS cash cow. It was eaten by this guy. Cashosaurus Rex has returned from the nether regions, whatever that means, and ate our cow. But don't worry, he's still handing out cash. What a very nice dinosaur. And if you send the word Clippers, Clippers like the team right this second, or what you use on your toenails, to 68683, you might win that $2,000. It's your shot. Clippers to 68683 right now. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win every hour. A little bit, about 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. The Academy Awards were held on this day in rock in 1970, and Woodstock won the award for Best Documentary Feature. Rolling Stone magazine reported on this day in rock in 1971 that the Illinois Crime Commission had issued a list of drug-oriented rock records, including Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit, Whiter Shade of Pale from Procol Harum, and Puff the Magic Dragon, Peter, Paul, and Mary. You can't do a little because you can't get enough. Pop quiz, how many Oscars did the Beatles win over the years? If you're Chris Carter, you know the answer. It was one, and it was on this day in rock in 1971 when they won the Oscar for Best Original Song Score for their movie Let It Be.